Are you ready to take ownership of a messy project? What if you just had 2 weeks? I mean, 2 weeks to fix it before it all becomes your fault. Let's dive in today's episode and figure out how we can turn chaos into smooth sailing, starting now. You mind if I share a story with you? Every project manager has this experience. They're championing with, here's a new project. No, excuse me. Here's a project that I need you to take over from a previous project manager or the business, because sometimes the business will say, well, we don't need a project manager. We'll do this on our own. And then it doesn't go the way that it's supposed to. And then the project manager ends up coming in. And the challenge with this family is the fact that when you take over another project, you have to figure out where the project is really or truly at. And sometimes the project could be, because I've looked at schedules and I'm like, this does not tell me anything about where the project is currently at and where it's going. And it's like, you might as well have just started over from scratch. Or and you end up basically doing that. And so I share with you, family, is that when you make a decision to get in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, I want you to be aware when you take over a project that was a previous project manager or the business or whoever else that was leading it before you, is that you need to do a reset. And the first thing you need to reset is your mindset. You see, point number one is adapt a ownership mindset quickly. Family, I don't care if you don't do anything else. You can not listen to anything else that I say the rest of this episode. But I hope you do. But this very first point of being able to adapt a ownership mindset quickly is going to remove you from, or make you more immune to what everyone else around you is saying, because you are so focused, you're so locked in. See, when you adapt the ownership mindset quickly, you move from inheriting the project to actually ownership or owning it. And this empowers you to lead changes. So when you take full accountability and responsibility, it helps you actively improve outcomes rather than defending past issues. Here's my actionable tips. Shift to a mindset of ownership from the beginning. Focus on creating the best results rather than highlighting past mistakes. Family, again, when you step into this adopt the ownership mindset quickly, you have to take what I call the car approach. When you are driving a car, when you are driving, the rear view mirror is there for you to glance and look back, but not to drive to your destination. That is what the front windshield is for. So you have to, I probably could remix this thing and say, you need to have a driving mentality with regards to having a windshield mentality versus a rear view mentality. Yes, the rear view is there for you to glance and look. Okay, now we need to look and course correct. And this is what you have to do. See, the mindset will allow you to build trust and sets a strong leadership tone, which you're going to need to do, especially taking over a new project. Point number two, you want to maintain an objective and calm demeanor. Listen, family, I'm not even going to lie to you, because my emotions get run high too, especially when you inherit a bunch of junk and you have to figure it out. You have to go through the different, where are the clues? Who's on first base? Who's on second? Emotions can run high in a messy project, but staying calm and objective reinforces confidence among stakeholders and team members, presenting you as a stable leader. See, you may feel that way. You may be so frustrated, but don't let the team know. Don't let them know. Because when you let them know how frustrated, how angry, how did this happen to you? Why did you get this project? Then they're going to start exhibiting the same behaviors. Because you got to keep in mind, they're already there. They're already frustrated because they're either saying, oh, here's another project manager, or here's somebody else trying to. So it's important that you present a appearance being confident. Parents of being a stable leader so your team can follow you. Here's my actionable tips. Prepare for each meeting with a clear, objective language in your updates and respond calmly to criticism, or challenges by focus on solutions over emotions. I will be honest with you, family, and I've always been transparent about this. Probably about 95% of the time, okay, I'll give myself a little more grace. How about 97% of the time I get that right? There's that 3% that, you know, sometimes you just, okay, I digress. But the point I'm trying to make, family, is that you have to, no matter what, you have to respond calmly to criticism. Even though you could say, I just got here. What do you mean? Why you didn't have that same energy for the other project manager? Because, and that's probably what, that is not going to solve anything. You know, the model here, we focus on solving the, we focus on solutions and we only glance at the problem. Point number three, conduct a detailed project evolution or evaluation promptly. Right away, when you're taking over a messy project, it requires immediate in-depth evaluation. And I mean for every stage, task, deliverable, you need to assess everything. It's critical to review so you can understand your baseline and see what you have to mitigate or what type of risk strategy you want to use. Here's my actionable tip. Use your first few weeks to examine every detail of a project. Family, if you don't have a few weeks, if you have a day or two, you're going to need to, you may be having some homework tonight. Yep. Actionable tip number two, document findings objectively. That is the key word. Be objective, family, and make stakeholders aware of potential issues as soon as possible to establish accountability and being transparent. Point number four, assess realistic completion of existing commitments. See, if major deliverable dates have already been committed to, but the project team cannot realistically meet them, address this promptly. Communicate the likely days and analyze what can be completed on time, if anything. See, fam, this is about transparency. When you take over a project, it is about transparency. And don't, and I know what tends to happen is sometimes you'll get pushback and then you'll feel like, well, you just shut down, or you're like, well, I'll just go along to get along. No, you need to be able to document this. So my actionable tip, provide stakeholders with a clear update on current progress and realistic completion times. Present alternative timelines or partial deliverables if possible, and ensure all stakeholders are aware of the new projection. Point number five, obtain signed commitment for new dates. Listen, family, when you make the decision to have to re-baseline, meaning you're needing to change all your dates, you're needing to make new commitments, you want to make sure you can get some type of formalized sign-offs from the team, whether it's an email, whether you send an email, and let's say your project team is, and I'm making this up, but in a real project, you will have a lot of different cross-functional resources. So, but I'm going to just use this to make it simple. Let's say your team is full of developers. So you're like, you send out an email and say, hey, these are the dates that we committed to. I need a sign off from everyone. If I do not get a full sign off, then I'm going to have to escalate, or I'm going to take this as you are in agreeance if you do not sign off. And the reason why you want to hold people accountable, family, is because what tends to happen sometimes is that when a new project manager comes in and he or she is picking up the slack from the existing project manager, they're going to look at you as the old project manager until you can show them something different. And then until you can show them something different, they may outstretch or overemphasize a date, something that they can do in a month. They may tell you 2 or 3 months because they don't trust you. And a lot of project managers that come into this game, they don't understand that you got to understand. Just imagine you're part of a project. You're not even leading it. And the project manager leaves and a new project manager comes in. That whole relationship is going to have to start back over and develop that trust. Here's my actionable tip. After new dates are finalized, send an official email or document to all relevant stakeholders for confirmation. Ensure and acknowledge the new dates in writing, creating a clear and shared agreement. Point number six, schedule a project board meeting to communicate status. When I say a board meeting, it could be a regular project meeting, but you want the most important resources there. Why? You want to ensure key stakeholders and decision makers are there. You want to deliver an objective status update, presenting the actual condition of the project and any critical setbacks. You're going to have to be so transparent. So that way, you give the stakeholders an opportunity to be set up for success. You give your project team an opportunity to be set up for success. And it gives yourself to be set up for success, because first thing that's going to happen if you don't have this meeting and present where you're currently at and what is it going to look like over the next week or two, people are going to say to you, you're the project manager. Why you didn't schedule a meeting with us and let us know? You're the project manager. Why you didn't communicate this out to anyone? And you're going to go through that and you're going to say, well, I thought we could fix it on our own. And, you know, I didn't want to escalate it because then I didn't want you to think. Get out your own way. This is not the time to go through that. Right now, you need to be super transparent, because this project, especially if you're walking into a messy project, you need to over-communicate. You need to be over-transparent. Here's my actionable tips. Arrange a project board meeting within the first 2 weeks to share current progress, challenges, and realistic timelines. Be straightforward and unemotional in reporting setbacks and propose a realistic course of action. Also, family, you want to schedule this recurring meeting every 2 weeks, and you want to send a meeting recap after each one of these meetings. I would say within 24 hours. I normally like to do it a day after. So if we had a meeting today at, let's say, 5 p.m., then tomorrow at 5 p.m., before 5 p.m., you will be getting your meeting recap. Point number seven, account for potential unknown issues. When you pick up a new project that someone else has left behind, assume there are going to be unsolved or unresolved problems yet to be discovered within a messy project. Factor in contingencies to handle these surprises and communicate the necessary actions that's going to be required in any contingency time for stakeholder. Here's my actionable tip. Add time buffers to the revised schedule to allow for the unknown risk. Family, there are going to be a lot of unknown risks that you're not going to be prepared for, because maybe that information hasn't caught up to you yet. They're aware of it. The team might be aware of it. But going back to the foundation, you haven't earned their trust yet, so that hasn't gotten to you. And last and final one, clearly communicate the need for this contingency period as a proactive measure to ensure no further delays. Point number eight, this is going to be challenging, because there are going to be a lot of people that's going to do this to you. But point number eight, avoid throwing others under the bus. Yeah, avoid throwing others under the bus. Blaming others or questioning the truthfulness of the past action adds unnecessary conflict. What does that resolve? I talked about that at the beginning, family. It doesn't resolve anything. It doesn't help anything. And the reason why it doesn't help anything, because it loses focus and direction to where you need to go. So you need to focus on what needs to be done now rather than on why certain things fail. We all fall victim to that, where if I don't care what it is, like if you're helping somebody out and you're like, man, so what happened to the, let's say somebody was moving and they had a moving company, and then the moving company didn't show up and you get the call the last minute, like, hey, could you come and help me move? You're like, well, what happened to the moving company? And then you're asking 1,000 questions instead of just saying, hey, I'm going to come and help you. You're my friend, you're my buddy, your family, whatever that looks like. But again, we have to focus on what needs to be done now rather than why certain things fail. Here's my actionable tip. Document past issues factually without blaming individuals, and maintain a forward-looking attitude that highlights your focus on resolution and future success. Here's my bonus, family, and then I'll give you my three transformational remarks, let you be on your way. Encourage transparent, open communication among team members. When you take over a new project, or I should say existing project is going to be new to you. You want team members to feel comfortable with you. You want team members to not hesitate to share their challenges before you. And the only way you can do that is foster collaboration, foster open communication, allowing issues to surface before they become major setbacks. You have to drive that. And the only way to drive that, you have to be vulnerable yourself. Here's my actionable tip. Set up open forums for team feedback and encourage the team to raise concerns early. And my last and final one, creating a culture of openness prevents small issues from turning into large problems. Here's my three transformational remarks, family. Point number one, adopt a ownership mindset. Quickly, my actionable tip, shift to a mindset of ownership from the beginning. Focus on creating the best results rather than highlighting past mistakes. Number two, conduct a detailed project evaluation properly. Family, in your first day, your first week, you want to be tearing the project plan apart, the schedule, the risk register, the issue log, any artifacts they have, you want to be looking at that up and down. Point number three, account for potential unknown issues. You're probably going to want to add some buffer time in your schedule before these unknown risks. You also want to be able to have a plan in place to communicate. How are you going to communicate issues that come up, and how are you going to address unknown issues how are you going to be proactive in addressing unknown issues? Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means that. Until next time.